I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, folks, welcome back. KSL's Unrivaled, Scott Mitchell and Alex Geary. Of course, the Utah Jazz won the first game of the semifinal round of the Western Conference Finals. Semifinals. First. No, this is the semifinals.
Second round of the NBA playoffs. Okay, three.
Western
two,
Conference.
Second round of the second conference.
Who cares?
Of champions.
Not my.
Pac-12 is the conference of champions.
All the Olympic sports.
Semi. Yeah, the semi champion.
Semi champion.
There you go.
Semi sweet chocolate.
Here's what it is. Ready? Jazz won game one of the Western Conference semifinals in the second round of the playoffs against the LA Clippers. There you go.
Fine. However you say it, it works. But here's what's intriguing to me.
What?
How do the Jazz handle success? Right? The first game against Memphis, they looked terrible.
Yeah.
They got smacked right in the mouth. The team, Memphis came out ready. The Jazz were like, the Jazz are going to be early exit from the playoffs. So now here we're in round two, and everyone's feeling good right now. But how do you handle feeling really good? And you really have to treat it as much, if not more, than if you lost. You've got to get that nasty, angry attitude. You can't back down. You can't get complacent, because that's the tendency at this point.
Well,
and you have to treat these imposters, winning and losing, exactly the same. And if this Jazz team is really at that next level, that's what I want to see in game two.
I want to see Donovan pick up where he left off on that. It's interesting that they came out so flat in that first game. Now, it wasn't for lack of shooting. My heavens, they were shooting, but they were just missing so much. Now, on the flip side, the Clippers you have to do damage control after a loss like that, right? When you're up by 13, you're up by 13 at the half, and then everybody goes, what happened to this Clippers team? And so immediately, while mid-game, what are they saying? Tired, man. These guys are tired. Obviously, this game six and game seven and that game seven from 2 days ago, that push against beating the Mavericks is finally getting to them. Their legs are finally tired. And that's what they said, too. They're like, look, our legs quit, our shooting quit, our defense quit, and that game seven was a problem for us. Here's what Ty Lue said. He said, we got to own our own space. Coming back game two, we have to own that space. We have to be more physical on the offensive end. Paul George says, it was an opportunity loss for them to not win that first game, but they are basically saying, yeah, this game one's a little bit of a throwaway for us. You would say that, though, after the stretch that they had the last 4 days.
The strategy when you're playing on the road in an opening series is to just win one game.
Yeah.
And that's all you want to do, and that evens everything up at that point and puts the advantage actually at you, because then you got the next two at home.
Yep.
And so if you can do that, then you're ahead of the game. Clearly, if you go down 0-2, then you're really behind the eight ball. But this Clippers team, they're going to fight the Jazz, and that's what I'm saying. The Jazz cannot like take anything for granted and say, oh, we showed up, because there was a lot that stunk in that game, and there's a lot of improvement for the Jazz. And you can bet that someone like Kawhi Leonard and someone like Paul George, who didn't really play all that great in game one, they're going to have answers. These guys are they have a lot of pride in what they do, and they're highly competitive.
I think Kawhi does. Do you have the feeling that Paul George doesn't not nearly as good as everyone keeps saying that he was? I mean, there's a certain guy who shows up in the playoffs.
Yeah, and it's a mental thing too. I mean, and if it gets behind your brain and all that stuff, it can really play havoc on you. So the point is you have to come out, I think, with more intensity. I actually think it's harder when you win to do that. And so you got to start feeding on that confidence, and you got to play free, and you got to play because this, I'm telling you, this Clippers team is not going to be happy. And if the Jazz match that, then it becomes demoralizing for the Clippers, because it's like we're giving it our best shot, and they're still beating us.
Donovan Mitchell, I read this article today. It's very interesting because the guy has, you know, we talk about trying to get Donovan Mitchell to this next level, this superstar status thing. And what's interesting is that this article that was read was talking about, you know, how he needs a new nickname. And I thought, Spida is obviously the thing that people like to call him. It's all been Spida Mitchell. That was kind of the thing that was being said. And they're talking about how this guy needs a new nickname because he goes to this next level. But I'm like, Donovan Mitchell, what is expected out of this guy? Not just while Mike Conley comes back, is he the not just the premier player for the Jazz, but right now, like last night, he was obviously the guy in this game with 45 right. points. Kawhi Leonard had no answer. Kawhi Leonard was not anywhere near the level of what they need out of that guy to be able to be. I just think it's interesting because now he starts to get some national attention. People start to go, hey, man, Spider Mitchell's amazing. Did you see his 45 points last night? That's the stuff that turns. And, of course, today we saw five or six people start to flip and go, yeah, the Jazz are the number one seed in the West for a reason. They're going to take this series, and I'll tell you why. They have Donovan Mitchell. They got Rudy Gobert, Defensive Player of the Year. And they start listening off, and you go, you had all these stats last week. Why weren't you picking the Jazz in this matchup in the second round last week? And partly it's because we just whatever you've done lately is what we kind of base it on. And Donovan had 45 points when he made that terrible pass at the end of the game. And that's the stuff he focuses on is, man, this is where I've got to be. I've got to get better.
And that's a healthy place to be. So as far as, like, are we looking for a new nickname?
I don't know. Are they like, do you want to give him one?
Spider?
No, because he's the spider.
He's the spider that bites you.
Oh.
Spider biter.
It makes it sound like he's biting spiders. Spider biter?
He's the spider biter. How about the barking spiders?
So the whole idea was the Spider Mitchell is his like regular
season
nickname.
I like Spider Mitchell though.
Spider Mitchell is the regular season nickname.
He's become a superstar.
Playoff Spider. If they're wearing those black jerseys, he's got. That's more of a female centric thing. Well, you can't call him the Black Widow.
You got the Black Mamba thing, and
a Black Widow is a female thing. So you can't be the Black Widow.
No,
because the black jerseys with the little bit of red in them, that's got that going on,
right?
Yeah.
Arachnid. That's what he should be called. He's the arachnid.
Arachnophobia. Okay. We're going to take another break here. When we come back, oh, my goodness. I want to get to some non-jazz for a moment. We're going to take, like, middle of this thing, we're going to take a break of some non-jazz stuff here. This is to talk about the national image and likeness discussion that is happening now at the federal level. The Senate Commerce Committee held a hearing examining this the legislative look as to how they could do this going forward. We're going to come back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio. Stay with us.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.